This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical patient name Sprigg, Spriggs, Dorothy, Dorothy, Elaine, Elaine. Data service 5-6-2023. Place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of birth for this patient is 11-8-1945. Date of birth 11-8-1945. Date of service 5-6-2023. History of present illness. This is a 77-year-old female. She presented to the emergency room. She has a bilateral lower calf area ulcer, infected. She was evaluated in the ED. She also has a worsening swelling of the legs and wound. She has a known history of CHF because of worsening leg edema, bilateral lower extremity wound. Patient was evaluated in the ED and subsequently admitted for chronic ulcer of the lower extremity with infection, CHF diabetes with risk factor. Patient known history of peripheral vascular disease, previous balloon angioplasty, right peroneal artery and posterior tibial artery, AFib, TIA, and she has a chronic venous stasis, right lower extremity ulcer being followed at the wound clinic. Because of CHF, the ejection fraction 20-25%, she ran out of her medication about 2 weeks, was difficulty getting her refills, and leg cellulitis, more on the left than the right, and chronic lower extremity wound. Patient was started on IV antibiotics, she was started on diuretic along with her maintenance medication at first CHF. Erythema and swelling started to improve. CT of the bilateral lower extremity done, showed soft tissue swelling, no abscess, no gas gangrene, X-ray of TB and fibula, did not show osteomyelitis or gas formation. Patient completed 7 days course of antibiotic. She has a peripheral vascular disease and advised to continue aspirin and statin. AFib, she has been maintained on Eliquis and Amiodarone and Coreg. For hypertension, she has been maintained on antihypertensive medications. She has acute kidney injury and the CKD, most likely pre-renal. After stabilization, patient PTOT done, they recommended subacute rehab and patient was sent here. Today when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, no dizziness, no chest pain, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion. Patient does have anemia, she was told in the hospital also, but she was advised outpatient follow-up. As per last discharge summary, hemoglobin was 7.3, hematocrit 24.7. Patient denies any active bleeding, no hematuria, no blood in the stool, no nausea and vomiting, no fever, no chills, and no chest pain. Past medical history, as I said, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, history of bilateral carotid artery disease, next line, right eye blindness, she's able to see to some extent in the left eye with minimal vision, but right eye is totally blind, venous insufficiency, peripheral vascular disease, status of balloon angioplasty, right peroneal artery and posterior tibial. In 2022, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, TIA in 2020, ASCVD, chronic kidney disease, chronic bilateral lower extremity wound, forward wound, splenic osteoarthritis, acute pyelonephritis requiring stent placement in 2016, cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 20 to 25%, history of cholelithiasis. Medication upon discharge: amiodarone 100 mg daily, apixaban 5 mg BID, aspirin 81 mg daily, lipitor 20 mg QPM, Coreg 12.5 mg BID, vitamin D 50,000 units Q week, gonorrhoeficin cough syrup Q 6-hour PRN, hydralazine 50 mg TID, lisinopril 40 mg daily, magnesium oxide 400 mg daily, melatonin 3 mg PRN at night, oxycodone 2.5 mg Q12 PRN upon discharge, but the patient requiring every 8 hours while in the facility. Protonix 40 mg daily for 30 days, Miralax 17 gram daily, prednisolone ophthalmic suspension 1 drop 4 times a day for 10 days, Senacort 8.6 mg at night, Torsemide, T-O-R-S-E-M-I-D-E, 20 mg daily. Allergies not known, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Family history, diabetes in the family, lieu of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no eosinophilization, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, chronic lower extremity ulcers, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no pulse, no perdiction, heat of cone tolerance, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, no blood in the stool. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, re-entry time 3, cephalic and female, blood pressure 122 over 63, pulse 60, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, oxygen saturation 95%, body weight 162 pounds. Physical exam, patient is cooperative, alert, head 8 met, normocephalic, no ear nasal discharge. Eyes, right eye, unable to see, left eye shows a minimal vision. Neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, diminished breaths from the bases, upper field are clear, heart S1-S2, abdomen is soft, non-tender balls from past extremity, chronic leg edema, currently shows a A-strap in both lower extremities. Neuro, she is awake, alert, re-entry time 3. Assessment, patient is admitted. With the deconditioning, with the multiple comorbid conditions, recent bilateral lower extremity wound, left leg cellulitis, treated with IV antibiotic, next line chronic bilateral lower extremity wound with venous ulcers, next line PVD, next line chronic venous stasis ulcer, next line cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction of 20-25%, next line CKD, next line history of bilateral carotid artery disease, next line PVD status post balloon angioplasty, right peroneal artery and posterior tibial artery in 2022, next line history of AFib, next line history of diabetes mellitus type 2, next line hyperlipidemia. Plan of care will continue all her current medication. Next line anemia, chronic. Plan of care: patient does have anemia, where we did hemoglobin level here was 6.9. At this point, we'll hold off blood transfusion today. We'll repeat CBC tomorrow. Also, we'll get urine analysis, CBC, hemoglobin A1C tomorrow. If any further drop less than 7, we'll give 1 unit of PRBC. Care plan was discussed with the nursing staff and NP and also with the patient. Code status discuss the patient. She wants to be full code. I would advise the staff, because she has a diagnosis of diabetes with a complication, previously involving her eyes, will do finger stick twice a day and monitor her blood sugar closely and restart her anti-diabetic medication. Depends on her blood sugar monitoring. This is the end of the dictation. Thank you.